The case of the Hawaii soldier accused of trying to support the Islamic State may not be the only thing on trial. It's also focusing attention on how the military handles mental illness. Civil Beat reporter Kirsten Downey has the reality check. Hi, Kirsten.
Aloha, Beth Ann.
So are we really looking at a situation where we've got mental health square and front of us, and the fact that this is dealing with a terrorism issue, almost not secondary, but one that is working in tandem with this issue of whether there's mental illness?
Well, but then one of the issues we have here is that not all the facts are out yet. This is still very early in the prosecution of this case. But what we do know is that Ikaika Kang was showing some very odd behavior in the few years before the events happened in which led to him being accused of being a sympathizer of the Islamic State and of trying to actually help ISIS defeat the United States. He had made threatening statements. He had made a lot of pro-ISIS statements. But his attorney, Bernie Brevard, is going to be asking for a full mental health evaluation as to what was actually going on psychologically with Mr. Kang during these years leading up to the actual events in which he appeared to be trying to assist ISIS.
That was something he said a few weeks ago when all of this came to light. We've also talked to Dr. Jim Spira, who was the former director of the Department of Veteran Affairs National Center for PTSD. And he says that there are real signs, as you mentioned, that it wasn't necessarily or isn't necessarily a case of just PTSD, but that might be the knee-jerk reaction. Did you have anyone tell you that, you know, this needs to be looked at not just through the lens of PTSD, but just mental illness itself?
I think that has been raised by a number of people, whether there was an underlying mental health condition. But certainly very many soldiers who have been deployed to the Middle East have returned very ill with PTSD. In fact, it's estimated that 11 to 20% of American soldiers who've served there between 2001 and 2014 have from time to time or continuously symptoms of PTSD. And in fact, we now have almost 1 million veterans in America with PTSD. So regardless of what other underlying mental health issues may be revealed in the course of this psychological examination, there's at least a risk that PTSD is a factor that worsened his condition.
Which kind of goes back to the whole idea of, if this behavior was being evidenced while he was in the military, who really wasn't paying attention? And I guess we'll have to leave it there.
Well, that is one of the things that the Army will be needing to look at very carefully, and the General Accounting Office has already raised some red flags about the failures of the Army to really look out for who is showing signs of mental illness and getting them into care.
Going to be a very interesting case on lots of levels. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Kirsten Downey.